Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
Since the NFL went to a 12-team playoff format, teams that began the season 0-2 made the playoffs just 11.6% of the time. Those that start 1-1 get to the postseason just over 41% of the time. When you're a playoff team and you've lost your opener, those numbers resonate. So Sunday was important for the 0-1 Washington Redskins and the 0-1 Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay took the opening kickoff and drove to the Washington 9-yard line. Consecutive sacks of Aaron Rodgers by Redskins outside linebacker Ryan Kerrigan stalled the drive, and they settled for a 28-yard Mason Crosby field goal. Just 3 points and three sacks of Rodgers on the first two Green Bay series, and Mike McCarthy adjusted. They went to a quick strike passing game, nullifying the Redskin pass rush. They stretched the Skins defense sideline to sideline, made the Washington corners not just cover, but tackle. Once they got the game into the secondary, it was no contest. Lo and behold, the pass opened up the run for Green Bay. James Starks, playing for the injured Eddie Lacy, put forth a career-high 132 rushing yards on 20 carries, including a 32-yard touchdown blast that staked the Packers to a 38-7 lead late in the third quarter. Therein lies who the Redskins are at this point. They fall behind by insurmountable margins, then gain insignificant yards and score inconsequential touchdowns that fail to alter the ultimate outcome. In the end, it was a day for the surgical precision of Rodgers and an unexpected boost from a former postseason hero that lifted the Packers to their first win of the season.
The gauntlet of playoff foes continues for the Packers this week in Cincinnati. The Bengals have one of the top defensive fronts in football. But regardless, if the Packers stay true to who they are, pass first, run second, there aren't many teams who can handle them. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.